Well, hello people. Now we've all seen companies that go woke and the results of what happens afterwards. Sometimes it takes a bit of time. The results usually are all the same. But I'd like to talk about Superdrug because I've had personal experience myself. Now Superdrug, many years ago, I used to go into because it stocked some things other stores didn't actually stock all the time. But then for some reason I didn't go to Superdrug for a very long time. But then I walked into a Superdrug because I wanted to just get something, and I noticed something completely different straight away. I walked into their store and I felt, I don't know, kind of uncomfortable. I didn't know why at the time. Anyway, I got my stuff, but I did notice that most of the customers in there were all femmes. Then I looked at the counters and there was 5 or 6 people at the counters. They were all femmes. But anyway, I went up to the counter, paid for my stuff, and she asked if I wanted a bag, and I said, yeah, okay, because I, you know, got to go somewhere else as well. But then she got this bright pink bag out, and I said, have you got another bag, just a plain one? Because they used to have them. And she said, no, these are the only bags we sell now. So I'm going to buy a bright pink bag with their logo on the side. And I thought, that's a bit odd. So I decided to not go with the bag and just put the stuff in my pocket. But I also noticed there was less Superdrug stores in my area than there used to be. Some of them have actually closed. And some other ones looked a bit, well, a bit unkept. So I thought I'd take a little bit of a dive into Superdrug and see why the big change. And from my point of view, not for the better. Now, Superdrug is actually owned by a Hong Kong businessman. And profit, you'd think, would be at the top of the list. Now, the picture of this femme on the thumbnail is apparently a TV presenter. I wouldn't know, I don't watch TV. But she has been hired by Superdrug as the cost of living ambassador. Of course, it's all just hypothetical stuff, and it's all for show. But it's a femme, of course. Now here's another femme, and I believe her job changed slightly a couple of years ago. Now this femme previously was head of people in Superdrug, whatever that is. But now she's become a director and is going to sit on the board. And I believe that's happened, I think, a couple of years ago. But listen to her job description. She will focus on bolstering femme presence on the board. And here it is. She's going to be driving more inclusion and diversity strategies. And there's those words, isn't it? And unfortunately, we've all come to know what they really mean. And that's why when I walked into Superdrug, I felt slightly uncomfortable for some reason. It's because they've made it all femme. And that's what the diversity is all about. It's not equality in any way. Because it's all about pushing femmes and nobody else. Males don't exist when diversity happens. But what stupid companies don't seem to realize is that men are 50% of the population on the planet. And they're not the great consumers that femmes are, but they are consumers nonetheless. Oh, I know when you think of the word diversity, you think, oh, that means everybody is welcome. But it's not, is it? Because they make it that only femmes are really welcome. I don't know, time will tell with Superdrug. But you see, femmes in business, they apparently can only see one side of a coin, their side. And every real guy knows that businesses want everybody to shop there or buy their things. That means everybody. And when I walk past a Superdrug, I only ever see femmon shopping in there. I myself have never gone to Superdrug ever since that bad experience I had. Because if I'm going to buy something and give the store my money, I'm going to want to feel at least welcome there. Because my money is as good as anybody else's, isn't it? I mean, could a store owned by all men make it a masculine-looking store and make males welcome and femmons not so welcome? Of course, that would never really happen. That wouldn't be allowed. Such is these double standards of society. This is just a personal experience of mine. I thought I'd share with you. But remember, vote with your wallet, guys. There is a new name floating about in the area I'm in. It's opened quite a few stores. They're a chemist as well. They seem to be okay. But Boots used to be the go-to place, but they've lost it, I'm afraid. And they're struggling. You know, I feel better now I've told somebody about this super drug thing. It's very therapeutic for me. I could get a psychiatrist, I suppose, and see them once a week. But this is a hell of a lot cheaper. Take it easy, fellas.